Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
This time that we spend on this earth, I don't care if you lived out your complete number of days, which according to the Word is 120 years. The days of man shall be 120 years on the earth, the Lord said. It was in the wilderness that the curse cut it short to 70 or 80. That never was God's plan, particularly for the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So being redeemed from the curse, we should go back to that 120 years. And when you've done like we have done and believe that and stand for it and put it in your mouth, then He fills your mouth with good words so your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's one of our benefits there in the 103rd Psalm where we've been studying. But now think about this. Even if you lived out 120 years, which would be a long time, this is the shortest time you'll ever spend. This is short.
120 years is short.
And when you cut it back to 70, 80, 90 years, man, it is nothing. Now, when you're young and it seems like a long time and all that, the reason I'm bringing this up to you is it is so vitally important to find out, seek the Word of God.
Yes.
Let me read this verse of Scripture to you. The Lord said this to me before we began today. From the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. And let's read here, talking about Jesus. This is the sixth verse. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. That's Jesus. In whom we have redemption through His blood. We've been talking about being redeemed from the curse. Forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. His perfect will, His purpose has been made available to us in all wisdom. We can know what we're supposed to do, exactly where we're supposed to be, exactly how we're supposed to do it. And as we learn and walk in Him, then the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and He adds no sorrow with it. But when you just go try to make your own living, try to make your own way, and you wind up just banging around out here and being banged around in every kind of way and every kind of condition.
And that's easy to do if you don't pay any attention to God.
And if you don't know any better.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you'll follow the Holy Spirit in your life and inquire of Him about everything, talk to Him. It's not some big mystery. It's right in here. He'll talk to you. I'm not talking about an audible voice. I'm talking about a knowing down in here. It'll begin as a knowing, but if you'll question Him and listen, you'll begin to hear distinctly, yes, no, do that, do this. You may get up some morning and just head out the door, headed somewhere, and He'll stop you. And there's just a quickening on the inside of you. And you say, what is it, Lord? Go back and have another cup of tea. Lord, I need to be there. Go back. What's He saying? Wait a few minutes. Why? He knows things you don't know.
That's right.
What if you had done that and missed all of that big pile up down there? And it took just long enough for you to have another cup of tea for them to clear it out. And you did make it where you were going on time. And if you had been there in that pile up and gone the time you went, you might have been a part of it.
You know, we've got a number of testimonies like that on 9/11.
And oh.
If I'm remembering right, this man decided to take his daughter to school that day, to drive his daughter to school that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it made him late.
She wanted to stop and get some ice
cream.
That's
right. That's what it was. Something like that.
And he
just
thought...
many testimonies
he thought,
like that.
You know, I don't ever very often do that. So they stopped and they missed it.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, think about this, Gloria. Dan and Ann Stratton, pastor there in New York City, for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, he had been teaching on the blood. He had been teaching on protection. He had been teaching on covenant. He had been teaching on hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost, following the Spirit of God. Nobody in his church got injured, and his church is in the World Trade Center.
Wow.
Nobody was hurt. Nobody.
No.
Most of his people work in the World Trade Center.
It's a miracle.
It's absolutely a miracle, but they were hearing from God. God was
speaking. They were paying attention.
Now see, here's the thing people don't know. Well, I just don't know how a loving God would speak to a few. He spoke to everybody and a few heard him. Well, I just don't see how a loving insurance company could pay for one house on this block when the storm blew the whole block down. Well, there was only one guy on the block that made arrangements with that insurance company to take care of something if something happened. So it's not a matter of whether it's a loving God or not. It's a matter of what you have chosen.
Yeah, what we do.
He's already... You remember the scripture we read that said... I have placed before you life and death. Life and death, blessing and cursing, has been placed before every human being on this earth. Amen. It is there. Well, there's so many of them that don't know. No. Now, the scripture says nobody has an excuse because anyone that will look into the heavens... Anyone that will look at the handiwork of God, He will manifest Himself to them. Now, the thing that I'm saying is this. God will manifest Himself to you, and He never manifests Himself as the destroyer. He manifests Himself as the creator of all that's good, all that's love. When you look into the natural, life, look into the animal life, you don't see things in the animal world that are perversion.
No.
And the humans get all fouled up and all mixed up. Now, the thing that I'm saying is this. We come to the Word of God. We put this Word in our mouths. And as we speak His words, His life, His benefits, then are manifest in and around us. Now, here again, let's go back to what Jesus said. He said, "He that has my words and keeps them, he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. My Father will love him, and I will manifest myself to him."
That's right.
How does He manifest Himself? As high priest over those words in our mouth, His commandments in our mouth. He also said, "He that hears my words and does them, I'll tell you to whom he is like. He is like a man that builds a house on a rock, and the storms come and beat on that house, but they can't destroy it. But now the man that hears my words and does them not, I liken him unto the fool." See, Jesus likened the first one, he said, to a wise man. "I liken him to a fool." Didn't say he was a fool. Said he does what a fool does. "I liken him to a fool who builds his house on sand." What is that sand? That sand is this Babylonian system of man-made system to meet man's own needs without God. Amen. You see that system when men borrow money. You see that system. How could you live without money? You can't if you don't know the kingdom of God. I mean, we were so buried up in borrowed money when we got saved. Gloria said she married me in my notes, and she did. I wasn't about to tell her about them because we weren't saved when we met, and I made up my mind. I fell in love with her the first time I ever saw her, and I can't tell her that stuff. So, man.
I'll wait till later.
Yeah, amen, and she learned it later. So, but when we got into here, and got in the Word.
Oh, thank you,
and it
Jesus.
Says, owe no man anything but to love him.
Oh,
and it says that debt is under the curse. Well, here we didn't have anything. I mean, zero. But we're believing God. We're standing on His Word. We made that commitment. That's one of our benefits.
That's right.
And we made that commitment to stand on that Word and never, ever borrow again. If if the Word wouldn't get it, we wouldn't have it. And it looked like we'd never have anything. Why? We didn't know how to live under that system.
That's right.
Didn't know anybody that lived under that system. So God had to teach us, since we were committed to what He said. Now religion came along and said, you can't do that, man. You'll never have anything. How can you do what God's called you to do if you don't borrow money? Duh, it was God that called me to do it. Why do I need to go to the world to get the money? That only makes religious sense. It never makes word sense.
That's right.
We just turned it over to God and said, look, we're going to do it your way. We're blessed. We found out the blessing of Abraham was ours, so we're going to depend on that. Well, here we are 45 years later, and we haven't borrowed yet.
Have you lacked anything?
Oh, no, ma'am.
No. Woo,
yeah, I've lacked all them bills beating me over the head and all the people calling me and hounding me for payments, praise God. Now, we had to believe God. We had to learn how to shut up, sit down, pray, and listen. We had to learn how to obey. We had to learn what real, honest to God patience actually is, which is not just putting up with. Patience is being steady on the Word of God and allow God's blessing to work this thing out. And there was a lot of things that I thought we needed. We didn't need it all. If I'd been borrowed money, I'd have borrowed money and bought them and been stuck with them.
That's right.
Amen. So, the long and the short of it is this. As long as we're living in the kingdom of God, seeking first the King and His kingdom, the words of the kingdom, speaking those, I will not say with my mouth under any circumstances, by any reason, no time, nowhere, that I'm sick. I won't do that. I will not yield and bow my confession to the curse. Jesus is my Lord. And by His stripes, I was healed. As I say that, He creates the fruit of my lips. Isaiah 57th chapter.
That's so, faith.
That's the release of faith power in words. Now, the first time you do this, well, you've already done it the first time because that's the way you got born again if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the way you did it. If you haven't, you need to do it right now. Jesus, come into my heart. The Scripture says, whosoever shall confess Jesus as Lord and believe in his heart, God raised him from the dead, shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. But now listen, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is spiritual, the power of faith that strikes your spirit, the real you, and causes your inner man to not just be forgiven, to be recreated in the sight and in the likeness of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as clean and more
praise
powerful
God
than Adam was before
glory
he sinned.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Now the mind has to be renewed and the body has to be changed and restored.
And the mouth taught to speak righteous.
Amen.
That's right.
That's the way we live by faith in this earth. So I'm not going to speak words of the curse. I'm not going to allow my mouth to get on the wrong side of the fence. I'm going to keep it where it is because I'm walking in these benefits. He satisfies my mouth with good words, that my youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Amen. You don't need a labor union to do that for you. If you know how, the scripture says, make way for vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and don't try to protect yourself. He's not talking about not protecting yourself and having
somebody's trying to shoot you,
stuff like that. No, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about all this lawsuit and all that kind of business, people jumping on you and trying to destroy your ministry, trying to destroy your life. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, turn the other cheek. He wasn't figuring on you just getting slugged on the other side of your head. No, he was talking about the blessing when he said that. He was talking about depending on that blessing,
yes.
And that blessing is a wall, praise God, built up around
Glory
you. And
God.
When you have faith in that blessing, he said, when they demand one coat, give them the other one. Sow the thing as a seed. Depend on the blessing to replace it. Don't depend on the lawsuit to replace
it. Or the government.
Oh, dear God, let's forget the government and what they're able to do. Amen. They've proven what they can do. And I'm not putting a curse on the government. We pray for our government leaders. But that's not their job to do that. They get out of that job, though, when they get over in the socialistic form of government, which this government was not until it began to be attacked by progressive socialism 114 years ago. But we live in the kingdom of God.
We live in the kingdom.
Right
we're
in the
citizens.
Middle of
the
all
Bible
of this.
The Bible says we're citizens of that kingdom.
Yes, we are. Household of faith.
Now.
That's where we live.
Our
well, yeah, but you live in America. Well, Jesus wasn't born in America. I mean, I talk to people all the time from all over the world, praise God, that God, we were preaching this in the Soviet Union. And people in the Soviet Union, the only totally, completely, absolute communist country the world has ever seen, and it was a 75-year disaster. And it turned out to be the most deadly, the most poverty-ridden, the more people died in that 75 years under that form of government than any time in the history of this planet. And every socialistic government that has ever happened has always wound up in impoverishing its people. 100%. But the believers that live by faith and walk by faith. Listen, I've talked to people, I'm telling you, that they just prosper in the middle of the Soviet bloc of East Germany. Those pastors that live by faith over there in East Germany, they'd walk down and walk by that wall and talk to that wall, and they'd say, you're coming down. You're falling. You're coming down without bloodshed. And they'd walk by there every day, and nobody knew what they were doing. You're coming down. We met these pastors. We talked to them after the wall fell. Amen. And it fell in Germany without bloodshed. They said it. They spoke to it. Jesus said, you say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea.
Hallelujah.
And doubt not in your heart, but believe those things which you say come to pass.
It works.
You shall have whatever you say.
You're going to get it.
Yes.
For good or bad, you're going to get what you say.
Now, in closing, let me remind you, I started to say this a moment ago. Those first words, you say it, and it's not going to just manifest right in front of you, just right there. No. You're learning. It's building. Faith is building. Faith is coming. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And you hear it when it comes out your mouth. Speak it. Say it. Pray it. Think it.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to be corrected. Don't get huffy. Get you a partner like Gloria and I started. I'd say something stupid. She'd say, that's your confession. It's going to come to pass. I'd say, that woman you gave me. No, don't get huffy and all upset. Keith and Phyllis said, if you say so, you'd say,
right.
Oh, my feet are just killing me. If you say so.
That's good.
Oh, that's good. Isn't it? Praise God. Amen. We're out of time. Gloria and I will be back in just a minute.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.